gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,737 Peter Damian Bridge and Kimberly Ann Bridge. Seek variances to reduce the front yard and side yard setbacks. Sections 115-25C and 115-183C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Garfield Avenue, approximately 1,225 feet southwest of Lighthouse Road. The 911 address is 39180 Garfield Avenue, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 533, Map 20.18, Parcel 184.01. Specifically, they are requesting a 4.4-foot variance from the front, a 0.8-foot variance from the side. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and two mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Peter Burns, 1017 Norwich Lane, Greensburg, Pennsylvania.
Kimberly Bridge, 1017
Norwich Lane. Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm Ray Tomasetti. I have an office in Fenwick Island. And I do represent Mr. and Mrs. Bringe. I've represented Mr. and Mrs. Bringe when they purchased the property back in October of 2015. And at that time, we discovered that we had really two issues that we need to seek variances before the board. And I've attached to the application two surveys, a survey that was done when the Pimpitels, who owned the property since 1999, and they had placed a house there in 2004. And if you look at that survey, the survey from 2004, what that shows is that they built the home almost right within the building envelope. You can see the setbacks were, at which they still are, of course, are the 30-foot building setback from the front of the house, the two 10-foot side yards, and the 20-foot building setback in the rear. The reason I circulated some pictures to you, you can see a better depiction of the home, and the most glaring, one of the glaring issues that came up is that the deck on the right side did not follow within that footprint. If we look at the simpler survey, it shows that there's a there really has a variance of 0.7 to 0.8 along the right side of the property. At some point from the Pimpitels' ownership, they actually added to the front of the house. If you look at the front picture, pergola, which is has dimensions along the front of almost 29 feet and a depth of 4.5 feet. And the picture of the front of the house really shows the pergola. And Mrs. Bringe will talk a little bit about the pergola and its significance to the home and more than ornamental part of the home. But that was there when they purchased the home. They did not add that. The variances we're seeking, the property itself, if you look at both the simpler survey and the previous survey that was done, you'll see that the lot is 55 feet across the front, and the dimension going to the back of the bulkhead is about 92, almost 93 feet. So it makes a little bit of a regular lot. It's a little bit shallow there. So it's the only way they could put that house on that property. How they missed the side, I don't know. In getting the steps and the deck, and again, the deck is very small, as you can see. It's not a large deck either. It's a very small deck, so it really is a pretty minimum size around the house to fit within that building footprint. So it's apparent that when they built the home, it could not be developed otherwise than within that building footprint, and it was developed in strict conformity with the code, or they believed at that time with the code. I can only understand with the pergola thinking maybe they had no idea that a variance was needed and thought it was ornamental and put that pergola on, but I don't know why the previous owner did that. The Bringes, Mrs. Bringe or Mr. Bringe will show that the difficulty has not been created by the applicant. It was actually the previous owner built the home and also put the pergola on the home. The home has been there since 2004, and it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The steps, the deck, and the pergola, really, as you can see, it's a beautiful home. It really adds to the character of the neighborhood and will not be detrimental to the other neighbors. And it's the minimum variance we can seek given the deck and where the pergola is located, so meeting those criteria. I'd like to have Mrs. Bridge come forward just to explain about the pergola, a little bit about the pergola, because I don't know that much about it, so I'd have her talk a little bit about it, because I thought it was for ornamental purposes, but it serves other purposes.
It does. It serves, well, besides being interest to the house, the front floodlight that's motion detecting, you can see we're right at the end of the road, so we do have a lot of turnaround from people not realizing that it's a dead-end street, so we have a lot of turnaround right in our driveway. There's a motion detecting floodlight that comes on, and it's wired in and through that pergola into the garage, mm-hmm. and that does provide a buffer for people when they pull in. It doesn't, they don't butt right up against our, right up against the garage.
But you didn't put that there.
No, we bought the house, but it's there, and it's lovely.
But as they can see from the picture, it just becomes a dead end. So people would come right into your home if you didn't have that floodlight. They could come.
Right, and being a lot of people don't realize that our front door is actually on the side. That's the front entry. And so most, I know our family, we use the garage as our entrance. So unless you have that floodlight come on, you don't see, you know, if you're delivering something, that the porch and front door is up on the side.
And the deck itself, I think I mentioned it's very narrow. It looks like
very.
Now you've heard me state the various criteria for the variance. Have I accurately depicted the need for variances and the standards?
You have, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Let me see if there's any questions from members of the board. We'll start with you, Mr. Rickard.
How far out do you say it's 4 foot? That's what you need. Is that right?
That's right. It's it shows on the simpler survey, it shows that it's a 30 feet setback, and the house is, it goes 30.1 feet and 30.2 on the other side. So it's really a variance of about 4.4, I guess it is, if you take that. So. But if you look at it, it's really the way the pergola is shaped. So it's really the shape. So it's not... That's why I said, but the picture really shows it better as to the, it's not just a box like that. It's more, you know, to me it was ornamental. I didn't realize the significance of it.
Who determined it was an ornamental? Planning and zoning?
No, I said, I thought it was ornamental, but it wasn't.
Who determined it wasn't?
She did.
Who did?
We did seeking the variance. We're seeking it saying it wasn't ornamental because it served a function. It was part of the house. So we that's why we're before the board for that.
That's what I'm trying to find
out. Yes, we're here because we see it as a...
You see it as a part of...
A part of the home and needs to have a variance. And it serves a function. When I wasn't aware, it served a very important function.
Okay. All right.
Houses the wiring for the lighting.
All right. I'm sorry?
Houses the wiring for the lighting.
Right. Mm-hmm. Basically.
Mr. Corbin? No question.
Mr. Watson?
Just one. Is there a date on there? On the original survey?
I could not get a date on that. It appears it was somewhere around 2004 is the all I could figure, because that's when the placement, then we got
the placement survey,
the 2004.
Alrighty. Mr. Bell?
More for curiosity than anything, your pictures show that there's a house to the right of the front of the house, but our picture there, is that a relatively new home?
Is it?
Yes. Oh,
come up forward and explain it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's my understanding that that house was just completed. My understanding prior to our purchase of the home in October.
So, for the record, our Google map is a little outdated.
Yeah.
Those aerials are about 2012.
And Mr. Tomasetti, I'm guessing also the aerial, and I think on the survey, I'm guessing the front property line, the edge of paving, there's a distance there as well.
Yes, that's correct, because the road is, it shows on the survey of 40 feet, but the paving is probably about 34.
Okay.
So it's about 6 feet.
So if they measured from the edge of the paving.
If they measured from the edge of the paving, we wouldn't have an issue. We don't have an issue here.
And part of the rear is in the big ass woman bed, correct?
That's correct. That is correct.
Yeah. Okay.
The lighting, is that tied into the house itself or just a frame outside of it?
The way I understand it, and actually my husband and I, the Pimentels who lived there were handicapped and very well, they were completely deaf. And so the wiring includes a system that had lights turn on and off to let them know the doorbell. rang.
It runs in, it runs inside the house.
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah,
so that is part of that home then.
Yeah, and they also had wiring for a special telephone, so.
Is that always still used?
No, the phone is not, but the light that turns on when people come up and the doorbell rings, you know, the lights go on and off, so.
So it tells you in the house when somebody pulls up?
No, yes, it comes on when someone pulls up, yes.
But do you know in the house, somebody's pulling up there too?
Not currently because the bulb is burned out. when we bought the house in October, it came on. Since that time, we have to have an electrician come and put the bulb back in.
So, I mean, the other thing it's really doing is when somebody pulls in your driveway, letting them see?
Yes, because it is pitch black there. There are no street lights it's pitch black. So without that light coming on, if you would pull into our driveway, you wouldn't know where, your headlights, of course, would tell you, but you wouldn't know where the door was to go in.
You're using the lighting for yourself to get at the steps and everything else.
Oh, right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank
so,
you.
Mm-hmm. So if you moved it over top, you took that light and moved it over top, just a quick.
Mm-hmm.
Moved it over top, right? Would you call it ornamental? Right?
It's over the top of the pergola now. Uh-huh. It's on the top of the pergola.
It's on the top of it?
Yes.
That's how you determined it was?
I thought it was ornamental. I thought it was, but I didn't realize the significance of it. That was it. So it was me thinking that. And I said,
okay.
Well, it's ornamental.
I'm just going to say to you, and you're the one to determine that. I was just going to say, if I took that light fixture and I moved it up on top away from the...
Mm-hmm.
And still, yes. Would come on.
Oh, it would still come on, but the pergola itself is a physical buffer between our garage doors and people. I mean, the light comes on, but also the pergola is a physical buffer. When cars come in, they don't come in and pull straight up to our house to back up and turn around. Yes.
Okay. It's
keeping them back from it.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Are there any further questions? Okay.
Thank you.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,737. The irregular, excuse me, the property is in a irregular shape as the applicant certainly has indicated and shown us by the 55-foot lot and the 55 plus something in the rear, so that makes it the rear and the front. A little different, which makes it a regular shape. The criteria for granting a variance have been approached by the applicant, and he's covered every aspect of them, and starting with the irregular, which I've just mentioned, and also the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The applicant is. Also address that. Also, the unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty, I should say, has not been created by the applicant. It's been there since 2004. The variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood, and the variance will not be detrimental to public welfare. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford the applicant relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickman and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,737. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickman.
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0. Case number 11,737 is approved.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.